Good morning. Welcome to Every Nation Church Penang. Okay, we are here to honor God, okay, and make disciples. I see so many new, okay, friends and who are here. Now, I'm going to wrap up our series called Reimagine Church. Say with me, Reimagine Church. Okay, the goal is that you can see at the screen there is a sermon series about how we love, grow, and serve, okay, together. All right, so we all know, as we grow as a church, it's not just about the building. Yes, we need the building, okay, we need a place for people to gather, but we all know, when we leave this place, it's quiet. During pandemic time, actually, I came to office, it's all dark, I pull down the shutter, I do my work inside, okay, prepare my, so it's so dark, it's nothing here, all right? Now, and we also know that church not just exists for ministry, okay, it's not, all right? Now, what would that be is, in our church, we always talk about honor God and make disciples. So each time when we come to church, how can we better, okay, our discipleship? So in other words, as we grow, we must not neglect this part of our church life, okay? That is how to learn to relate to one another and also people outside these four walls, right? Because the church is our people. There's a time when I talk to leaders, it's such that, number one, if you're thinking of a burger, where would you go? McDonald's, all right? If you want chicken, where do you go? If you want a little bit of joy, you go to Jollibee, because the Jollibee chicken is chicken joy, okay? Chicken joy, okay, if you know what I'm talking about, all right, now. So in other words, McDonald's, his product is burger. KFC will definitely have to focus on chicken. For us, all right, it's you and I, people, okay? We are to relate, okay, to one another and people outside. So doing church or ministry is not a lone ranger thing. And then, okay, so it's not a lone ranger thing, because when Jesus sent out, he sent out two by two. Even lone ranger has Tonto, okay. Batman has Robin, okay. All right, so this is all about, all right, now. So in this series, today is the part three, we're trying to wrap up. Okay, we write on, okay, of the story of Apple to writers. Okay, when we say reimagination is a birthplace for vision and change. So everything around us, somebody thought about it. Some think about it, some imagine it, and they reimagine it and reimagine that. And times comes, okay, those things become improved and improve. Okay, becomes what you have, okay, today. Those days when phone came out, okay, mobile phone will be the suitcase, right? It's a suitcase. A suitcase where they take around and ring. I know Uncle Max has one, okay? True, okay, that's one. You have this Tyco ties. Those days become so big, the handphone is so big, it can kill people, one, right? It can kill people like a brick. And as time goes, it becomes smaller and smaller, and now they're trying to make it bigger, all right, now. I don't know. There, when time comes, you just call from your finger, hand, and all those. Something will be implanted, okay, in your body. It's the way the science, okay, are going, all right, now. So when we look at that, we look at the lens of what Paul says about this man by the name of Epaphroditus. Okay, now, his name only appeared in this portion of the scripture, Philippians 2, 25, 30, and 4, 18. That's it. Okay, now, who is Epaphroditus? When we look at the story of Epaphroditus, is that Epaphroditus was from the church of Philippi, so which means he's from the city called Philippi, all right? Now, where is Philippi, or where is Rome, okay, in that sense, all right? So this portion of scripture, let me read this to you again, all right? Now, the same passage we use for the three parts. Now, let's read, okay, now. But I think it is necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, all right, whom you sent to take care of my needs, for he longs for all of you and is distressed because you heard he was ill. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. Can you imagine? Okay, the church of Philippi sent Epaphroditus, okay, to Paul, and then Epaphroditus died in his presence, right? So there will be sorrow upon, okay, sorrow. Then he continued to say, therefore, I am all the more eager to send him, so that when you see him again, you may be glad, and I may have less anxiety. So then, welcome him in the Lord with great joy. Honor people like him because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help you yourself could not give me. Let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. I want to give thanks, okay, for this series that we're doing. Lord, that help us to realign ourselves, okay, as far as your church concerned. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. And everyone say, amen. All right. Now, so the story of Epaphroditus, okay, as I said that he is from the church of Philippi. Now, sometimes we think about where is Philippi? Where is this city of Philippi? All right, now, later I have a map for that. Now, Philippi is called the first city in the present Europe, okay, which means if you look up in or Google and all those, there are these ancient cities. There are so many of them, and Philippi is one, okay, of them. Now, probably those of you have traveled, you might also been there, all right? Now, not just Santorini, there are also other historical cities, okay, that yeah, probably you can visit. So, Philippi was the leading city in the northern Greece. When you read the Bible, it's Macedonia, all right, when you read. Now, Paul is the one who planted the church in Philippi. If you were to go back to the book of Acts, chapter 16, okay, Paul was praying, he wanted to go to Asia Minor to go there. And what happened was he was stopped by the Holy Spirit. And he was stopped by the Holy Spirit and redirect him. And he has a dream, okay, a man from Macedonia, all right? So with that call and that dream that he has, okay, he moved direction and moved, okay, to the other direction, which reached Macedonia. And guess what is the first city that he entered? It's none other than Philippi. So when he goes to Philippi, okay, normally for you read all his missionary journey, he will find synagogue and then he will preach there. So when he reached the city of Philippi, there was no synagogue. Okay, there's no place that he could preach, okay, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he come to a place that's the riverside. When he reached the riverside and they saw a group of women, and that was where the story of Lydia, the purple lady, you know, purple lady, the business, okay, known as the business woman, okay, who deal with purple cloth, all right, now. So with that, this woman Lydia heard the gospel and opened a heart and house, okay, to house Paul and Timothy. So when you read the book of Philippians, you will see that Paul also relate, okay, Timothy, okay, was with him, all right. So with that, the church of Philippi started because of this businesswoman by the name of Lydia, and the church started. So you never know, all of you who open your house, out of your house will birth, okay, a church, all right? Now, after I thought a bit more, okay, now. So with that, when Paul and Timothy was there, okay, we do not know, okay, whether Epaphroditus was already there. We do not know because there's silent about that. So in other words, we can more or less think about Epaphroditus may have not met Paul yet, but heard a lot, okay, about Paul being the church planter. Okay, so next month we're going to have Pastor Jojo and Ida with us, okay, how our Every Nation Church Penang started, okay, because we have a church planter. They came, okay, we pray and all those came, okay, to plant, okay, the church, okay, in Penang, okay, so you're going to hear him, don't miss, okay, that weekend, okay, in March of April, all right, now. At this point, let me say that when Paul was writing the letter, okay, to the Philippi church, Paul was under house arrest. Now, some of you came up to me, Pastor, what is house arrest? Okay, when we read the Bible, Acts 16 as well, okay, Acts 16, okay, Paul and Silas, okay, was chained. Okay, that one is under the dungeon, okay, they were chained left hand, right leg, they just can't move. What they can do is, they will just sing hallelujah song, okay, to the Lord, blessing, all this, all right, now. But in house arrest, it's a bit different. Paul was under house arrest in Rome, and the church of Philippi, okay, desire to send to Paul someone to help him, to assist him, because all the needs that he has is Sometimes when you read a case like house arrest, they may not have everything that they have. All right, he is under lockdown. He is under guarded, okay, guarded by Roman soldiers. So means he's restricted. MCO, restricted, okay, MCO. So he's already having MCO, lockdown, total lockdown. He cannot go outside of his perimeter, all right? But they allow him to have visitors, allow people to bring him food and all those. So Paul has a lot of needs, where the church, among all the churches, Philippi church was the one who has all concern, okay, for him. That's why they appoint someone to go. And who is that? Epaphroditus. All right, now, how many of you realize that they can lock down a person, but they cannot lock down the gospel of Jesus Christ? Can I go, amen? All right, now, so reading that, we have gone through, okay, this by this man. He just started as a messenger. How many of you are a messenger here? Oh, okay, messenger. Don't underestimate the messenger. Messenger means it's the one who carry the good news. Okay, the one who, in this case, he's not only carrying good news, he's carrying a care package, because they collect money, they collect whatever, okay, that Paul needs, and to bring that, okay, to Paul, okay, all right? So with that, being a messenger, then he becomes a brother, and become co-worker, fellow soldier. That Paul, okay, realized that he's not just a messenger. For you, maybe he's a messenger, but he is not just a messenger. So with that, just knowing about Philippi, being a messenger, first one, being a messenger. Can you see this map? Okay. His second missionary journey. Okay, where just now I was saying that it was over here. Antioch is supposed to go to this Asia Minor and all those, but was not. Some of the map that you were, when you study, you see a dotted line over here, but he didn't go the other way. All right. So with that, he went straight. Okay, to Macedonia, where his first stop in over there is Philippi. Now, this messenger has to travel from Philippi to Rome. Where is Rome? Look at this. Philippi, okay, to Rome. The Bible never tells us whether he shoot from here straight or he actually go one round, okay, to Rome. Because the mode of transport, no aeroplane yet. No AirAsia yet. Netflix just released the missing plane, the disappeared plane, MH370. Nothing of those yet, all right? So, there's no. So, probably he have traveled like this going, and that was about close to about 2,000 kilometers, all right? How many of you want to be a messenger like this? How many of you want to work for Lazada? Okay, travel like that. Shopee. You travel, okay, one box, okay, to deliver. You have traveled 2,000 kilometers to get, to receive. So, Epaphroditus started out with a faithful delivery man. In other words, how many delivery men that you know? Do you get to know the Lazada man or the Shopee man? Do you like build relationship with this delivery man? No, of course not. I don't know you. You don't know me. So, in other words, when Epaphroditus carrying this, being a messenger, so I was saying that there's no data, okay, about whether they know each other, right? So it just started as, okay, a delivery man, okay, and that is Epaphroditus. But when he reached and meet Paul, it was all different story, all right? That's where now we see him as a brother who share love. So in the part one, I share a bit of who brother is or who sister is, all right? Can we do one more time? You look at your neighbor left and right. Is there a brother beside you? Is there a sister beside you? Okay. Some of you, the tone is a bit different, okay, when you see someone you like. Okay, now. Bible talk about give one another holy kiss. Okay, careful with that. All right, now. Okay. Now, talk about brother or sister. I say that who is your brother? Who is your sister? Okay, that's a big question. Okay, when Paul said about this, we can think about there are three kind of contexts. Number one, because you're born in the same family. True. Of course, in the broader context, will be like everywhere you go, you want somebody to do something for you. Hey, brother, can you help me? Okay, when you say that, brother, wow, everything's settled. All right, now. But it's also a spiritual context. It's where we're having the same belief. Okay, we know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Somehow in the church, you don't know this person, you're able to call this brother because, yes, we all believe in the same, okay, Jesus.
So here Paul named Epaphroditus, okay, brother, my brother. So that's where in the scripture, okay, when Paul said that, now, I give you these 3 points, was that who is your brother? A one who loves selflessly, a one who put others first, and is trustworthy, all right? Now, how many of you like a brother like that? He loves you, he put you first, and you, this brother is, you can, is trustworthy, all right? He won't like tell you one thing and then he don't show up. How many of you have brother and sister tell you one thing after that in Penang called PPK? Didn't show up, promise whatever, then didn't show up. For you, a lot of things, all right? Now, I don't know whether you want to call that person brother or sister anymore, all right? Now, so a brother is one that loves you selflessly. He put you first and and trustworthy. Look at the scripture that Paul write about him. He said that, for he longs for all of you and is distressed because he heard he was ill. Indeed, he was healed. Now, he's already ill. But his heart is about all of them who in Philippi church worried about him. The people worried about him, he worried more for them. Why are you all worried about me? Okay. So he's more worried about the people, okay, than the people worried about him. In the same book, Philippians, okay, Paul also wrote this, like, let each of you look not only his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Okay, do you know that all of us are selfish people? Yeah, we are, all of us, right? Now, when we take a photo, the simplest one, if I were to, okay, for real, okay. Let's say if I were to take photo, okay, take photo. Okay. I cannot get the rest, lah. Aiya. So if I were to post this in FB, which person do you look for first? And then the side one will say, aiya, my person never put, but I'm at the side, not in the picture, all right? So all of us are like that. We are selfish in many ways. But when you look at what Paul is saying, this guy, Epaphroditus, right? He's far more, okay, than that. So that's why Paul is encouraging that. Not only look at your own interests, but interests of others. Proverbs 18:24, a man of many companions may have to ruin, but there is a friend who sits closer than a brother. So I told you of my story and my friends and all those. Yeah, let me tell you, in my life, I spent, can say, close to 4 decades of church life. Okay, I became a believer at age 17. Okay, so you plus another 4 decades. Okay, so you know how old am I, okay? Now? All right, now in all those years, I have met so many faithful and beautiful, okay, brother, okay, and sisters, right? And how they have served one another, how they serve the Lord. Sometimes in the most difficult moment, okay, they are there, you know. Penang is always affected by flood and all those. Okay, people who came and clean up the church, help people and all those. So, and many other stories right now. I pray that you will also find one like that. And if you can't find one like that, what's the answer? Be one, okay? When you, everyone be one, you can find Epaphroditus, okay, everywhere right now. More than that, being a brother, okay, who share love, okay, with you. Okay, more than just I care for you, you care for me. More than just I bring you for chendo, you bring me for chendo. Okay, more than just being friendship and all those. Come to a place, if I don't call you for coffee, okay, you're not happy or things like that. Or you personally call this group of people, never call these people, all right? Now, more than all those. Friends, the next thing, okay, we got to embrace, okay, is to be a co-worker. Now, look at what Mother Teresa did. Can we do everything? Cannot, right? Now, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. Just imagine, what if every one of us, okay, do something small, but do it with love. The time was beginning of year, I think I said this statement that I came to know there's a couple here always wondering why the wife will cook for him. So whenever he gets home, he asks the wife, what's for dinner? So when that sound, when that kind of tone, that means not so nice, the food not so nice, okay? But the wife will say, but I cook with love. So the dinner is very nice, okay? Because it was done, okay, with love. Not nice also become nice, okay, because it was done with love. So we talk about brother sharing love, and we talk about co-worker. A co-worker that come along and share the load. Okay, we have AJ preached that, okay? And last week when he said that, a one that practices, It's supposed to be S. Huh? Okay. Servanthood, obedience, and perfection. So when you think about co-worker, how many of you have co-worker where you work? You work, you already got so much work, and you your company employs someone to co-work with you. Lighten your work. Wow, that's good, right? Now, so in other words, when a co-worker comes, what kind of criteria, so to speak, can this co-worker has a servanthood, obedience, also practice perfection? Or when you do halfway the work, where's my co-worker? You have to hunt this person. Okay, you got to work to done, and this co-worker is somewhere kopitiam. Always late. All right. Think about obeying, forget it. It's the last person you look for. And when it comes to perfection, you want things to be done right, and then it's always error, and you spend so much time need to correct the mistake. As well, you don't need a co-worker, right? True or not, right now. So when you think about co-worker, Paul said that this Epaphroditus is my co-worker. Okay, I tried to look out some definition. Co-worker is one who comes alongside, probably doing the same thing, okay, that you're doing. Okay, even if not, but definitely to help you accomplish, okay, or contribute, okay, to the goal or purpose that you have. Okay, co-worker. How many of you, when you are cooking, you like co-worker? But the wok, you take care, right? The wok. Okay, the wok you're cooking, you take care. Okay, you chop the long beans. You also need to teach, right? Chop the long beans. Because some can be short, some can be long, call long beans. So cut 6 inches. Well, eat the long beans. 6 inches. Okay, now. So you also need to teach, okay, how much you cut. How many of you like, he cut halfway. Ayo, I need to go to the toilet. Then left. Then never come back. All right, now. It's not like that. Okay, co-worker who stay true, okay, help you to accomplish, okay, your work. So when you look at Epaphroditus, he is one great co-worker, okay, that you sure want to have. And I'm looking if there's any more Epaphroditus, okay, in this house. Right now. So see what Paul, okay, before that. Now, Mother Teresa has another quote that says, I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot. True or not? Yes, all right. Now, that's where together we can do great things. I probably can do certain things that you felt only pastor can do. Sometimes you say, okay, pastor, nobody like you. Yeah, true. And nobody like you too, okay? The things I can do, there are things I cannot do, you can do. But together, okay, we can do great things. Can I go to amen? Right now, Paul was saying this. So when you meet people like that, what do you do? So when he sent back Epaphroditus back to Philippi church, he told the Philippi church this, welcome him in the Lord with great joy and honor him, man, because he almost died, okay, for the word of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help, okay, you yourself could not give. Because how many of them can travel 2,000 kilometers, okay, to reach Rome? How many of them can actually stay in that house arrest? Cannot, all right? The guard wouldn't allow them, okay, to do so. So when I think about that, how would you describe a co-worker? I think a one who served tirelessly. How many like a co-worker like that? He never say, tired one. Got it? He never say, aya, halfway go toilet. Okay, now. But a one who passionate, a one is also compassionate. Because a co-worker will feel for you. Yes, compassionate. Okay, he feel for you. He knows your burden. And he will come, when you're doing something, he'll come and help you. When you are doing setup, can I give a hand? It's you carrying, okay, from the car, quickly run out and help you to carry, okay, to where you're supposed to place it. All right? Or, oh, you see, he's so strong, he can carry by himself. Ayo. This co-worker, the one. Okay, all right. Co-worker, that feel for you. Okay, once, can I give you a hand? Okay. Passionate is where he feel for the work that he is doing. And then when he do that work, wow, you can trust, okay, and leave it for him without any supervision. Okay, you know it's a number one work, all right? Okay, amen. Now, I'm glad, okay, I have three such men and women in the office, okay, Darren, Min Tian, okay, and April. Right? Sometimes they do some of those things I don't need to worry about, okay, and especially when I travel, Right? And how many of you realize that Ming Tian, he will come 6 a.m. and arrange all these chairs? Yeah, all right, when you are not here. Actually, if this place allow, okay, this is a commercial place, if allow people to see, I will have built a room for you if you stay here. The church belongs to you, I pass it around, it's all yours, okay, now. Okay, I want in. When you say, cannot, his home is there, okay. Wife waiting for you, okay, go home and sleep with your wife. Okay, now, let's walk. Now, look at this phrase, okay, now. It says the starting point of sharing load is when you feel for either the work or the worker. Can you feel the work? Can you feel the work of when Wayne was singing here? When she sing, or when Charles Cecilia, or those who are playing every Sunday, different people come out. Can you feel? Can you feel they, when they come and do preparation? One of most of the instruments that they play, one of the instruments I also played before, I say among all those, there's one instrument very heavy. That is the bass guitar. Bass guitar very heavy. You know, you carry for those days worship, church worship is like 1 hour. Oh, this few kilo. That's why we need Brian. He carry the bass guitar. You don't know, you can ask him permission. You carry for 10 minutes also can. Carry 10 minutes. All right, now let's move on. Feel that. Now that's brothers. So when you think, yes, every one of us like, oh, brother, sister, love, okay, all right, I give you coffee, you give me coffee, I cook for you, cook for me. Next, we got to move up. Can I help you? Can I help you to cook? Can I help you to take care of children? Can I help you to serve? All right? Can I take a bit of your load? All right? Now, above that, this is the third part, okay, that is to be a fellow soldier, because Paul is just upgrading, okay, as you go, fellow soldier. Now, many of us are not. How many of you are soldier here? Or you have served the army? I guess I try to think, probably none of us, except for probably a short time because school sent you for NS. All right? And my son so wanted, okay, to join the NS. But they always say, like, you so want, they won't choose you. You scared, you don't want, always get picked. All right, now. Anyway, Paul named Epaphroditus my fellow, okay, soldier. Okay, that says, okay, my brother, my co-worker, my fellow soldier. Because with that, we know that he, okay, so with that, I want to use 2 Timothy 2:3-4 just to share how Paul said about soldier. All right, okay, then after that, we're going to pray. Now, 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Share in suffering as a good soldier. Say with me, soldier. Of Christ Jesus, no soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. How many of you, when you grow up, you want to be a soldier? How many? None. Wow, thank God. We have a lady there. Name. Cynthia. Cindy. Wow, okay. We need a soldier in the house. And a woman rise up. You must be the real Wonder Woman. Okay, now. Now, when you look at Paul describe about soldier, when I look at it, three things I want to say. That is, number one, he share in suffering. Yes? Now, a soldier, as soldiers, we share in suffering and your hardship. Then you think about soldier. Nice man become soldier. Only one. How to fight for the country? I don't know. Soldier. Paul, take that as a metaphor, okay, to describe, okay, about a soldier. A title soldier implies a battle that they need to fight, okay? In this case, Epaphroditus and Paul, they fought together for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a mission, okay, the gospel they need to carry. And it's not easy, eh? All right? Living in that kind of world is persecuted day and night. That's why Paul was arrested for that purpose. Now, look at what Paul went through. We have no time for this, but you can go and do a study from Acts 21 onwards all the way to 28. Paul described about his life. He was kidnapped. That means he was seized. He was beaten. He was threatened. He was arrested. He was accused. He was interrogated. He was ridiculed. He was ignored. He was shipwrecked. And he was beaten by a viper. How many of you gone through that? Or at least one of it. I look at it. I was accused. Arrested, not so. But I have to go to hospital. But I have to go to a police station. I was ridiculed before. I was ignored. Shipwreck. Accident got. Beaten by viper. Beaten by dog, yes. Right. Today is we go for viper challenge. Okay, things like that. Now you think about Paul, all the suffering that he goes through. It's crazy. When I told my mom about I'm going to work as a pastor, I'm going to go full time, at that time she was not a Christian yet, you know. And she said this, you want to be like Paul? Suffering, you know. That's what she told me. But I kept quiet, okay, now. Alright, so soldier, Paul says soldier, share in suffering. So when they go to war, okay, the suffering, okay, there they go. You know what I mean? You forget about your download pillow. It's mud pillow, okay. You don't think about char kway teow. Right? Maybe canned food, maybe peel only, okay. You think about drive a nice car, forget it, right? So it's a different ballgame altogether, right? So for Paul, when describe him, that this guy, he almost died for the work of Christ, and he risked his life. And we know, those say wartime, when the husband goes out, will that be the last time, okay, that they will see, okay, their husband or their son, all right? Now, second one, as soldiers, we are single-mindedness, avoid entanglement, avoid distraction. So that's where in Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 says that no soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuit. Today we have so many things in our life. Yes, we have cars, we have a house, we have children, one wife, okay. All right, what else? Bank account, businesses. Wow, we have so many things that we get entangled, okay, with. Paul warns. Okay, when Paul was writing this, he was warning, okay, Timothy against getting entangled with civilian affairs. Because those things will somehow distract, okay, us from serving the Lord. So in other words, we got to get focused, okay, what God has called us to do. And all as regard to materialism, ambitions, habits, and all those can easily, okay, defocus us, okay, from what God has called us to do. Is it true today? Not talking about all these material things. It's not about social media. Facebook. What else? TikTok. This sound got new TikTok friend, right? This sound Chibe was saying, okay, TikTok friend, okay. Netflix. Okay, I got it right now. You just think about the time that you have, 24 hours. How much time you actually spend on social media? You don't even read newspaper anymore, true? You read news from your Facebook. You don't read book anymore, but Facebook that you read. Right? So when you think about that, our lifestyle has changed. And friends, let me tell you that in order to be single-mindedness, that required difficult choices. Okay, that you got to make choices to let go certain things that have consumed your time and energy. Not easy. But something that all of us need to think of. Besides all these so many things you do, the other enemy is complacency. Don't want to do anything. Stay at home. Don't want to do anything. All right? All those. That also of, they call it the spiritual apathy. All right? Lack of interest. That could also, okay, spend all time. What you do? What's your favorite pastime? Sleep. Okay. Now, third one, as soldiers, we fight the same mission. Say with me, mission. Stay focused for the cause. Okay, for rather tries to please his commanding officer. So in this case, who is our commanding officer? Thank God you say Jesus, not Jonathan. Okay, so I know, okay, that Jesus is your commander. Every soldier has a specific mission and purpose. Okay, that's what Paul is saying here. Okay, as believer, we have a mission to fulfill. We have this cause. And this cause probably sometimes come with trials. Okay, because the spread, okay, the gospel, okay, to make disciples of all nations. All right. What is our every nation cause? Our every nation cause is honor God and make disciples. Say with me, honor God. Make disciples. This afternoon we're gonna do our G2KU. Right, G2KU is some kind like a church inductory class or to welcome new people that joined us for the last few weeks and all those. All right, this is where we introduce the church. Why are we here? Why we do what we do? All right, when we say honor God, what does that mean? When you say mean disciples, what does that mean? So we're going to introduce that to you. Do you know that we are a movement that exists for? We started to talk about it, but we exist for this movement, every nation. We are not just one church up here, level 5, Lipsing Garden, but we belong to a worldwide family, and we exist for these 3 things: world missions, church planting, and campus ministry. It's our call, things that we want to do, right? Our church birthed out of world mission and church planting, and it's taking us a very long time. Okay, to plant another church and go for mission. Right? Pandemic years have gotten me to think a lot. When I think about just us in level 5, I was saying that pandemic time, I come out quiet, nobody here. And when I think about it, I think about people at the south, people at Bayang Lepas area, Sungai Ara, all those. Can we have a church there? Because at the time, the pandemic has so many kind of SOP. And then allow 30 people, allow 70 people, 50, all those. Can I have a church down there where 50 people can gather there? Can I have a church downtown? Okay, we see that's how Georgetown came about. Okay, can we have about 50 people also gather there? Okay, when it's all restricted. So I start to think about, what about Balik Pulau? Something we can do. All right. When you think about maybe the next circle out of Penang Island, Butterworth. So that's why I was eager, if we have people in Butterworth or not, and then come Bukit Matajam. All the families from Bukit Matajam. Is that good? Amen. All right. And they travel from there every Sunday. Okay, I know Kevin and Rebecca, they live in Kulim. Yeah, Raj and Joanna and the whole family, they live in Bukit Matajam. It's Agnes and Malcolm here. All right, they also live in VM. They come all the way here every Sunday. I was telling some of our leaders, if our church in Kulim, how many of us will travel there every Sunday? Oh, okay, Kelvin, you are now my co-worker, all right? Next moment, become the soldier, you go, all right now. Think about that, right? The next circle. Then I think about the next circle. What will be the next circle? The next circle, I was thinking about Sungai Petani. Okay, then the next one was Alor Star. Okay, so happened that we have people, we're watching Every Nation Church Malaysia, online services, so we have a group of people, Pastor Timothy and myself. Pastor Timothy said, Jonathan, will we do this? I said, you do, I do. Okay, let's go. So he fly, I drove, we meet our airport, and then go. Okay, we meet the people there. We started last July, June, July, something like that. All right, and we have come to about half a year. All right, this year we really launch it. Okay, this is Every Nation Church Alor Star. That's where Joanne, is here as well. I think about that, right? Now, after I think, this is all going north. We're going south a bit, probably Taiping. All the Taiping. The next one, maybe until Ipoh, maybe. Right? Ipoh, all the Ipoh, yes. Okay, can. Just imagine that. So as I close, my dear brothers, dear co-worker and soldiers, when you think about that, some ask me, Pastor, why you have to do all those? Well, when you think about your commanding officer, you have to think about what's the call, of what Jesus says. I'm not trying to be hero, because in the movie, all the hero dies. It's not a Lone Ranger thing anymore, We got to do this together, all right? In the midst of his service, Epaphroditus became ill and almost died. But he remained faithful to the calling of Paul, did. Right? So we have this in this design, right? In this design, there's this thing called what if. Friends, think about this as I close. What if everyone here is brother and sister? Yes? Amen. Huh? Easy. What if everyone here is co-worker? What if every one of us choose to be a fellow soldier? Ask your neighbor left and right. Are you the one Jesus is looking for? Yeah, some of you already, yes. Yeah. Now, I want to end with this story. Okay, I want to end with this. So, as soldier, we endure hardship, avoid, and stay focused. I want to end with this story. Okay, how many of you have watched this story? Yes, huh? I remember one of our leaders' retreat in Taiping. That night, all of us watched this. Now, this movie still stuck in my mind in the sense that Captain John Miller was asked to gather a team to go and find this Private Ryan. Okay, his name is, what's his name? Ryan, is any Ryan? Private James Francis Ryan, that's his full name, right? So this team went to look for Private Ryan. And as he go, Brian, okay. So as he go one place to another place, nobody knows. And he keep on going to search for Private Ryan. And come to the place of a small town, all right, in somewhere in France. Okay, they come to a very difficult decision. That is whether to fight the enemy or go home. Because Private Ryan wants to stay put and fight and defend, okay, the village. And Captain John Miller decided, okay, the team decided, let's fight this together. And they fight. The end of the story. You go and watch lah. Only two survive. Corporal what? His name? Corporal Timothy survived together with Private Ryan. Captain John Miller died. When we look at this short story, movie and the conclusion of that, so when I look at this, question is, who is Private Ryan that this team go all out, that they don't even know him? They don't even know that who is that. Of course, you know the movie is Matt Damon. Sometimes we look at our calling, our cause, people that who have not met. You come for Sunday morning. Some go for Sunday afternoon. Your friends will be saying, Sunday afternoon, I sleep. And that weekend, you serving the Lord for the cause. And everybody is resting and go holiday, but you serve the Lord. Wow. That makes a lot of difference. Is it worth it to save one guy and all the rest died? Eight of them went to search for Ryan. Seven died just to rescue one man. God has only one son. He sent one and he died. And he died for you and me. Good amen. Let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, I ask, oh God, Lord, that this message help us to process, help us to reimagine church. Not just the building, not just nice place, atmosphere, environment. But Father God, in this series, Lord, help us to see how we relate to one another. How we love, how we grow, how we serve one another. Okay, how we being a brother, not just a brother, but a brother who loves selflessly. Look at how we could feel being compassionate, okay, and feel for the work and the worker. And the work is vast and plentiful and needed, okay, of workers. Are we able to see ourselves, okay, as fellow soldier? Father, I thank you for Epaphroditus, where Paul, okay, described about him, that we not even know him, they only described two times, okay, in the Bible and this portion. Father, I ask, Lord, help us, okay, to be one, okay, like Epaphroditus. Father, today I give thanks when we reimagine that, wow, what if, okay, we all of us are this, our personal life, our family life, our work life, our church life will never be the same again. I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. Okay.